郑州市2025年高中毕业年级第二次质量预测，英语听力部分。做题时，先将答案标在试卷上。录音内容结束后，你将有两分钟的时间将试卷上的答案转图到答题卡上。第一节，听下面五段对话。每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 ABC 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听完每段对话后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。
Text 1.
Look, there is a space.I will park my car here.
I'm afraid you can't. You will be photographed. Look at the sign. Text 2. Mr. Smith, whose music are we going to discuss next class?
Mozart's.
Do we need to make any preparations?
Yes. You should listen to some of his music and read some books about his life.
Text 3.
I have a good pet. It never causes trouble for me.
Really?What is it?
It's an electronic cat. It's controlled by the computer.
I don't like electronic pets. They are not pets.
But electronic pets are also pets. You need to care for them like a keeper.
Text 4.
What's the matter? Don't you enjoy the lecture?
No, I don't. I am falling asleep. I think it is just a complete waste of time.
If you are caught sleeping, you will be called to the teacher's office.
Text 5. Don't be late for the party, Jack.
Is Alan's birthday on Thursday or Friday?
No, it's on Saturday. We are all free that day, so we are going to celebrate it.
第一节到此结束。第二节，听下面五段对话或独白。每段对话或独白后有几个小题，从题中所给的 ABC 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，各小题将给出五秒钟的作答时间。每段对话或独白读两遍。听第六段材料，回答第六、七题。现在你有十秒钟的时间阅读这两个小题。
Text 6. Excuse me, sir. I'm a clerk from the cinema. Would you mind if I asked you a few questions about the movies here?
I guess not.Go ahead.
Thanks. Okay, what did you see just now?
Fat Charlie, you know that comedy.
Yes, it's very popular. What did you think of it?
Oh, it was great. It was so funny, and the story was really good. All the actors did well in it.
Okay. Anything you didn't like?
Well,I couldn't stand the music. It was a bit boring. Still, it was a great movie. I really enjoyed it.
Thank you very much. I hope you had a good evening at our cinema. Excuse me, sir. I'm a clerk from the cinema. Would you mind if I asked you a few questions about the movies here?
I guess not. Go ahead.
Thanks. Okay, what did you see just now?
Fat Charlie, you know that comedy.
Yes, it's very popular. What did you think of it?
Oh, it was great. It was so funny, and the story was really good. All the actors did well in it.
Okay. Anything you didn't like?
Well, I couldn't stand the music. It was a bit boring. Still, it was a great movie. I really enjoyed it.
Thank you very much. I hope you had a good evening at our cinema.
听第七段材料，回答第八至十题。现在你有15秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
Text 7. Do you have any plans during the summer?
Well, I want to get a summer job. I'd like to save money for a vacation.
Really? Where would you like to go?
I'd love to travel to Latin America. What about you, Melissa?
I'm not going to get a job right away. First, I want to go to Spain and Portugal.
Sounds great, but how are you going to pay for it?
I know I can't ask my parents for money anymore, so I'll borrow some money from my brother. I have a good excuse. I plan to take courses in Spanish and Portuguese.
Oh, I'm tired of studying.
So am I. But I also hope to take people on tours to Latin America. Why don't you come to my first tour?
Count me in.
Do you have any plans during the summer?
Well, I want to get a summer job. I'd like to save money for a vacation.
Really? Where would you like to go?
I'd love to travel to Latin America. What about you, Melissa?
I'm not going to get a job right away. First, I want to go to Spain and Portugal.
Sounds great, but how are you going to pay for it?
I know I can't ask my parents for money anymore, so I'll borrow some money from my brother. I have a good excuse. I plan to take courses in Spanish and Portuguese.
Oh, I'm tired of studying.
So am I. But I also hope to take people on tours to Latin America. Why don't you come to my first tour?
Count me in.
听第八段材料，回答第十一至十三题。现在你有十五秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
Text 8. Were you looking at some funny pictures? You were laughing all the time.
I was watching a video. It was really funny.
What was it about?
It was a news reporter telling a story about an old man who lived under a big tree.
How could that be funny?
Well, as he was telling the story, hundreds of bees attacked him. The reporter had to hide into his car and drive away. But he was unlucky.
Did he have an accident?
No. Some bees followed him into his car.
I hope he got to the doctor's quickly. Oh, it's a beautiful day. How about a walk in the park?
Okay, let's go.
Were you looking at some funny pictures? You were laughing all the time.
I was watching a video. It was really funny.
What was it about?
It was a news reporter telling a story about an old man who lived under a big tree.
How could that be funny?
Well, as he was telling the story, hundreds of bees attacked him. The reporter had to hide into his car and drive away, but he was unlucky.
Did he have an accident?
No. Some bees followed him into his car.
I hope he got to the doctor's quickly. Oh, it's a beautiful day. How about a walk in the park?
Okay, let's go.
听第九段材料，回答第十四至十六题。现在你有十五秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
Text 9. Jack, long time no see.I hear your family moved away from your neighborhood recently.
Yes. We moved to a village about 5 kilometers out of town. It's an old house with a large area of land.
That sounds fantastic. Actually, we moved house last month too, but it is just a bigger flat in the same area. It must be really peaceful where you are.
Yes.I hadn't really realized how noisy our road in town was. But the new place is much less convenient. I have guitar lessons in the evening, and I spend hours waiting for buses.
I have never really thought about that. So where did the idea of moving to the countryside come from?
Well, my mom had always wanted to live in the country, and she is really enjoying doing work in the garden now.My dad seems to like it there as well. He likes doing DIY projects. I'm the only one who is not exactly excited.
Jack, long time no see. I hear your family moved away from your neighborhood recently.
Yes. We moved to a village about 5 kilometers out of town. It's an old house with a large area of land.
That sounds fantastic. Actually, we moved house last month too, but it is just a bigger flat in the same area. It must be really peaceful where you are.
Yes. I hadn't really realized how noisy our road in town was. But the new place is much less convenient. I have guitar lessons in the evening, and I spend hours waiting for buses.
I have never really thought about that. So where did the idea of moving to the countryside come from?
Well, my mom had always wanted to live in the country, and she is really enjoying doing work in the garden now. My dad seems to like it there as well. He likes doing DIY projects. I'm the only one who is not exactly excited.
听第十段材料，回答第十七至二十题。现在你有二十秒钟的时间阅读这四个小题。
Text 10.
Sometimes you can learn more about what a person is trying to say just by watching instead of listening. You might be talking to someone about an idea you have. He might say he is very interested in your idea, but watch his face. Is he looking at you, or are his eyes moving around the room just because he is tired of what you are saying? Is he standing still, waiting for you to give him some more information, or is he moving his feet, a sign that he wishes he were somewhere else? It's important to watch other people's body language carefully, because it provides a lot of useful information. Sometimes a person will be speaking too quickly, or use words that you don't understand. If you pay attention to the signs the person is giving, you might still be able to follow along, even if you are not sure of the meaning of the words. This is especially important when watching TV or in other situations where you cannot ask the speaker to slow down or explain himself more clearly.
Sometimes you can learn more about what a person is trying to say just by watching instead of listening. You might be talking to someone about an idea you have. He might say he is very interested in your idea, but watch his face. Is he looking at you, or are his eyes moving around the room just because he is tired of what you are saying? Is he standing still, waiting for you to give him some more information, or is he moving his feet, a sign that he wishes he were somewhere else? It's important to watch other people's body language carefully, because it provides a lot of useful information. Sometimes a person will be speaking too quickly, or use words that you don't understand. If you pay attention to the signs the person is giving, you might still be able to follow along, even if you are not sure of the meaning of the words. This is especially important when watching TV or in other situations where you cannot ask the speaker to slow down or explain himself more clearly.
第二节到此结束，听力部分到此结束。现在你有2分钟的时间将试卷上的答案转投到答题卡上。